Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, it's a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. And ladies and gentlemen, have we got a, in my opinion, great guest for you today. First off, I want to let you remember the Liberty Conference coming up in Salt Lake City, Utah at the Salt Palace. It will be the Liberty Conference 2021, if you will, October 22nd and 23rd, Friday and Saturday. WeCanAct.net is the website. WeCanAct.net, promo code Liberty, gets you a discount and more. And so we got a lot to cover on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest now, Mike Miller.
And Mike, how are you doing, Sam?
Of the group called Warriors for Ranchers, ladies and gentlemen. He lives 40 miles off the Texas border, has a ranch and a whole lot more. But, man, he's stepping up and really educating us on what the media is failing to do. Mike, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's an honor to be on your show, sir.
All right. Now, I know you're speaking at the conference coming up on the 22nd and 23rd. We'll be looking forward to meeting you in person and for that speech. But let's get a little bit of a thumbnail on who you are. Mike, tell us a little bit about you, where you grew up, kind of what's going on, how you got into ranching and all that. And then we'll go from there.
I am a born and raised Texas native. So born in Amarillo, Texas, raised in the state. And then I joined our United States military, and I was in the United States Air Force. I retired from the United States Air Force. But as you know, we take an oath, and that oath is to protect and serve our country, foreign and domestic, at all cost. And that oath hasn't ended for this guy. Because even though I've retired, I see a reason to still stand up and fight. This country's worth fighting for. This flag that's red, white, and blue with the stars and the stripes, many have died for that flag. And we see this administration and all these other people creating new flags they think that they need to have for this country. And I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen on my watch. Warriors for Ranchers was founded after cartel/criminal organizations tried to kill me on my ranch while I was taking cottonseed and hay around March timeframe. And I managed to get away. And if that wasn't enough, they tried to get to my family and my cabins while I was taking animals to taxidermy. Then they even tried to hijack my truck while I was sitting in it. In another instance, I went to a U.S. Customs briefing. They asked me to speak at a town hall. I recognized all the farmers, ranchers, and people of Texas who are suffering, who are intimidated. They just want to live in their homes with no fear. And I decided to be a voice for every one of them. I created Warriors for Ranchers. I've now been speaking all across the globe, literally, with General Michael Flynn, Clay Clark, been going to town halls all across Texas, and I decided I needed to take it a step further. You listen to the voice of God. You ask for him to amplify your voice. I mean, I am on the Sam Bushman Show, and he's amplifying my voice, Sam. He's amplified my voice with Roger Stone, InfoWars, Ann Vandersteel, Still Truth. You name it, I've been on almost every single conservative media out there because God continues to amplify my voice. He also told me he wanted to fight for the children. So to do this, I became an internationally accredited journalist, and I started covering the border because I'm tired of the Communist News Network, that one they call CNN, exploiting the situation for financial gain and creating a woe-is-me scenario for America that's not true. So I've decided to put on the boots, put on the bulletproof vest, head down to the border, and expose this, and I've been doing just that. I have incriminating evidence on the cartel and on the the coyotes that are smuggling folks. I have gained access to some cell phones with data that will blow America's mind once I get it all released. And I'm going to take it even further, Sam, is we see them coming to Texas. We see them crossing the borders in Del Rio, La Jolla, Roma, McAllen, Hidalgo, Eagle Pass, Texas. But one of the things that's not quite understood is how they're getting here, and I'm about to expose that nationwide.
And not only is it not understood how they're getting here, ladies and gentlemen, it's understood more to our audience because we've reported on it some, but clarity will come from Mike. But it's also, you got to understand, you know, you can see the people coming in crossing the border. What most Americans don't understand, though, is they're not just going to stay in border counties. They're not going to just stay in border cities. They're going to spread throughout the United States. And the problem is many of these people have illnesses. Many of these people have fled their country because they've got criminal records like you wouldn't believe. Many of these people are in gangs and cartels, and they're drug traffickers and human sex traffickers. And the list goes on of the ne'er-do-wells we're talking about here. And they're going to be everywhere. It's not just going to be a border county discussion, Mike, either.
No, sir, you are correct. I mean, I want people to know that the Haitians that everybody's calling them, right? They weren't all Haitians. It's very important for everybody to know there's international crime taking place. Many of them were from Chile, and they're throwing their IDs on the Mexican side of the border. They were floating in the river and washed ashore, and we started finding all these IDs. I mean, hundreds of them, if not thousands, of IDs from Chile. They're hiding their IDs. They're throwing their wallets away. They're getting rid of anything that showed any kind of Christianity or faith. We're finding rosaries, Bibles, the little tiny cards that is very well known with people in Mexico. They're little prayer cards, like a little memory card for prayer. Why are they leaving all their faith at the border? And it's also very important for people to know they're not free when they get here. These people are held captive by the cartel. They're spending anywhere between $3,000 to $11,000 a person, depending on where they're coming from and the price they're willing to pay for the cartel to get them through what they consider safely. The other thing that Americans are not seeing is that the cartel is beheading, dismembering, and slaughtering the people who don't have the money to come across. And I've exposed that on InfoWars. And I'm here to tell you and your audience, Sam, because I've spoke out against the cartel, they put a $1.5 million bounty on my head, called my house, called my cell phones, beat up my my cabins, broke into all three cabins, and they left a statement in the cabins. They left knives in places you wouldn't put knives. They ransacked the place, flipped all my drawers up and down. It is literally like a movie, the life that I'm living. But they're messing with the wrong guy. Because here's the fact. You can say all you want, but in the Bible in Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? You do not need to be afraid, for I will follow you and be with you everywhere that you go." Mike's version, very similar to this. And God will always protect us. And in the, though I walk through a valley of a shadow of death, I fear no evil. These are things that resonate to me out of the Bible. This is a spiritual warfare that we're having. You've got the Democrats who are taking everything that was once right about America, and it's now wrong. You're racist if you believe that there's a reason to fight for this country. You're a terrorist if you want to celebrate 9/11. Listen to the way they're changing everything that was once right in this country. So just fighting for these farms and ranches wasn't enough. God was like, you're going to fight for so much more. He's given me the wisdom. He's given me folks like you with the skill sets that I don't have to amplify my voice. He's surrounding me with greatness. And now at the Liberty Conference, I'm walking with heroes who are fighting the same fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Liberty Conference coming up in Utah at the Salt Palace, the 22nd and 23rd weekendact.net to get your tickets and get involved today. Now, Mike, I want to really get this clear. And after the break, we'll get into exactly who's doing it, how they're getting here, and the details. I don't mean to obliterate that story. I just want to give you time to really rock and roll on that without disruption. But I want to really make this clear, folks. Everything we're dealing with at the border relates to every topic under the sun with the battle right now for us to preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth versus those who want to destroy the greatest country on the earth. It's a race to the finish line now. They've exposed their evil hand of dishonesty and morality and deception and their criminal intent to destroy all that we hold dear. And at the border, I hate to point this out, but I think it's reality, is ground zero for this whole discussion. Because if you let criminals come through the border, you let them literally take up root in all cities and counties across the country. There's 3,000 counties in America, ladies and gentlemen. If they take root in every single county, if they have either one evil intent, which many of the criminals do, and or even good people who may be forced to jettison their faith at the border may be compromised. In other words, in a slave servitude, indentured servant to the cartel mentality, they may not even mean harm, but they may end up being forced to commit harm. And when this border crisis infiltrates across the United States, no one will be immune. No one will be able to, one, stop it, and two, no one will be able to even know who these people are until they've ran for office, until they've got jobs, until they're in positions of power.
We want to keep these people amped up. We're going to talk about how this is connected to election fraud. We're going to talk about how this is connected to the mask mandates and the jab. And we're going to talk about how this has to do with Biden still in the election and what I believe his new plan is, and what this has to do with turning over America into a communist Marxist environment. So for all your listeners, when you come back, we're going to...
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We've set the stage. We're just going to simply let Mike Miller rock and roll, okay? We want to amplify the voice of liberty. We want to expose criminal activity. We want to tell the tale of freedom. And most importantly, we want to preserve this great country. Around the world, it's widely known. Americans need to get caught up on this. We are the last stand for liberty. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mike Miller. He'll be a speaker at the Incredible Liberty Conference coming up in Utah the 22nd and 23rd of October. Yeah, weaconact.net to learn more and get your tickets today. But Mike is the leader of Warriors for Ranchers, a 501c3 grassroots organization designed to help ranchers deal with the border crisis at all levels. One, work on legislation to prevent the abuses going on, to help funding and travel and speakers to tell the tale of what's really happening at the border since the media won't, rebuilding damaged fences, a whole lot more work going on. But Warriors for Ranchers, one of the great 501c3 organizations to help make this happen. We got to have your support, ladies and gentlemen. It's very clear. But Mike's about to rock and roll, and here's the context. The border crisis, ladies and gentlemen, is key to understand how and why the enemies of liberty are turning America into a communist dictatorship. The border is the key to understanding what they're doing, who, how, when, where, and why. Michael?
All right, let's go. So this crisis is connected to so many things that we're seeing here in America. So let's first, I'm just going to put it out there in what we're seeing and how it's affecting. Here in the United States, we're seeing you have to wear a mask in certain states. They're forcing jabs for soldiers, they're forcing jabs for nurses, they're forcing jabs for businesses that have 100 employees or more. We're seeing this. And we're seeing children at school put a shoe and a note out because the kids are getting fed up. And I've always told people, as a ranch owner, when the animals know a storm's coming, they start acting up. They start running around. They get nervous. And the kids of the world, they see what's happening, and they're starting to take a stand. What I'm seeing is we are pushing all these mandates to Americans, but when it comes to the illegal immigrants, these things don't apply. We had 29,780 Haitians / El Salvadorians, Ecuadorians, and what we're seeing now, people from Chile that had come across underneath the Del Rio port of entry. They're not making them vaccinate, folks. And there's a reason for this. I'm interviewing these folks, and I want everybody here to know I am a truth teller. Unless I have evidence to back it or interviews to prove it, I will not speak on it. CNN just throws it out there, and they create a scenario. They want you guys to believe that these people are coming over here because they're helpless and they don't have any money and they need a better place to live. I'm here to tell you that they are busing them to the red states. Now think about this. The Biden administration stole the election. Joe Altman cracked the algorithm on the Dominion voting machines. Maricopa County proven that Trump won the election, won in that county. So as we continue to see these things and all this corruption, this stuff's happening at the border and you're wondering why. We've got child sex trafficking. It's a $22 million a day business. We've got drug smuggling. I've got images of enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in Texas that came through in a truckload that's been seized. $24 million of methamphetamine seized in Laredo. Why aren't they vaccinating these folks? That's because when we interviewed the folks from Venezuela that come across, they told us they were captive on a bus. They were put in a warehouse where they made them take their mask off. They herded them in this property to create mass sickness. When these people come across the border, they are extremely sick and infected. They have COVID-19, the Delta variant, HIV and AIDS, multiple sexual diseases. They have a bacteria now that's causing permanent blindness, and they're bringing them into our country through Texas. When they come into Texas, they're going through Catholic charities. They're going through these Christian organizations that are basically getting paid billions of dollars from our federal government to smuggle them to every single state across the country. Warriors for Ranchers isn't just me. I've grown this organization to over 20,000 warriors across America who are calling me about all these buses. Why are we busing children from the hours of 11 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning while America's asleep? That's because they don't want you guys to know what's happening. There's this drug called adrenochrome, folks, and it's real. I'm getting more and more evidence about this. The children that are being smuggled across, I have children IDs, birth dates, inmate numbers sent to me from a anonymous source where these children are being housed and where they have to beat the snot out of them to get the adrenaline out of their blood to create a drug that's been used by a lot of celebrities in America. Why do they work so hard to hide that? I'm going to tell you why. That's because they're making a lot of money doing this. So they're pushing mask mandates. They're bringing these people into our country ill. We are hearing from doctors all across the globe that this is not a vaccine. It is decreasing our immunity. It's killing our white blood cells. The booster shot's going to be introducing bacteria into the body. You're hearing these things. And then they're bringing sickness through other people, but they're busing them into all the red states. Think about it, folks. They didn't win the election, so now they're busing them in droves to all across the country. And the money that's being spent to feed these people. I got resources that told me, or sources that told me, that Rudy's Country Store, disclosure, one of the best country restaurants in Texas, got an order for 15,000 tacos. That money came to them through a federal contract, through the federal government that went to Border Patrol. Think about all these little weaves and ducks and dives they're doing with this money. But the reality is the federal government is using this money to feed these people. 15,000 tacos wasn't even enough to feed them all. All the businesses of Del Rio, Texas were having to shut down to feed these people. The grocery store shelves were bare. The local community suffering to the point where their Democratic mayor had to take a stand and shut the port down himself because our Texas governor's late to the game. Governor Abbott's not doing his job as the governor as far as securing the border. He's building a chain link fence and opening the gate because we're watching him walk through. The cartel has control of our border. It's very important for you guys to know that the cartel is who's shuttling these people across the border. If they don't have the money, they murder them on the Mexico side. I have evidence of it. I've got video of it. I've got crime lab photos of all the people who've lost their lives. If we don't get and stand up as people together and speak out on what's happening, we will lose our rights as Americans. They want to own your homes. They want to have visuals on your bank accounts at any price at $600 or more. They want to look into your life a little bit deeper. That's all control. Wearing a mask on an aircraft, taking your mask off at a restaurant when you're standing up. General Flynn makes the joke about it. It's like, I guess the bacteria is about 2 feet higher because when you sit down, it doesn't affect you anymore because you got to take your mask off when you sit at the dinner table. The fact is there's so much stupidity around that and the fact that they just want us to comply. And I'm here to tell you, don't. Don't put your kids in a school where they're teaching these things. Don't put your life on the line by taking a jab for a job who's forcing you to do it. This bacteria is deadly. So here in Texas, we had a press conference at the Texas State Capitol. There's federal laws in place about transporting buses that contaminate or have hazardous waste. And I think it's Code 49, UN 2814 is a federal law. We're enforcing that with Governor Abbott because they used school buses in Del Rio. The superintendent of the local elementary school agreed it to be okay to use school buses to transport these sick people. And the very next day, they transported kids to school. It's sick. These children are now exposed to that. But there's laws, and there's a civil penalty of $89,000 for the first infraction. If it causes death, which COVID does, is $196,718, I believe, for that infraction. It's learning, what can you do to make a difference? This is my call to action for you folks. I'm a dad, I'm a farmer, I'm a rancher, I'm fed up with what's been happening. I've become a journalist, I've done my research, I've grown a team of people, and we went to the Texas State Capitol and we've taken action. It's that simple for you. Your voice is just as important as mine, you can use it the same way, but it's time to speak up and get loud and get upset and fight for the things that you want to have, because if we don't, in the next 12 months, we might be seeing a whole different America. We all need to stand up, and this Liberty Conference is going to be a place where you are going to feel the love of God and the love of country in the same house. And if you think what I have to say is powerful, wait until you hear from the other doctors and the other speakers who's going to be there. It will be a life-changing event, and I ask this, don't just go and listen. Walk out the doors and take action.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a treasure trove of information at the conference coming up, but on your radio today as well. I wrote this headline, and I want to highlight it. And when we get back, I want Mike to speak more about it. But here's the deal. The border crisis, ladies and gentlemen, is key to understanding how and why the enemies of liberty are using the border to turn America into a communist nation. That is what's going on. And yes, money is one of the big reasons at the middle level. There's no question about it because everybody's on the take for cash, right? But at the top, okay, the deep state, the shadow government, whatever term you want to use for the Illuminati, okay, they don't care about money. They can just print it. What they care about is control. Control of you and I. And they can't realize their global dictator dreams if America stays strong. America is a nation that looked to God. This is really the Tower of Babel, modern day, where they want to supplant, replace God Almighty. As Mike says, not on our watch, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Miller in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. The leaders of the Senate were happy Thursday with their deal to avoid a debt default. They were about the only ones. The partisan Senate vote was 50-48, passing an agreement to raise the federal debt limit by nearly $500 billion through December 3rd. The bill now goes to the House, where the Democrat majority will surely pass it, scheduled for Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech on Thursday said they submitted an official application asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for their coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has a full FDA approval for people 16 and older at this time. A conservative is shaking up the French presidential election and, with 6 months to go, has pulled into second place in the polls. Eric Zemmour, a writer and TV pundit, is second in the latest Harris Interactive poll, USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
The vaccine police are running things this year at the 125th Boston Marathon this weekend. Tim Berg explains.
Runners are continuing to prepare for the 2021 Boston Marathon happening next Monday. Co-medical director of the Boston Marathon, Dr. Pierre D. Hemmercourt, explains how they're protecting runners and staff from COVID-19, whether they're vaccinated or tested negative for COVID.
If they don't have that, and we suspect that about 95% will actually have proper cards by a survey sent out, then they get a COVID test. And if they have a negative COVID test or they have positive proof of vaccination, then they will be granted a bracelet that they will be allowed. Then they have to wear that the whole weekend to get in any of the venues.
The last Boston Marathon was held in 2019, with 2020 being canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Because of COVID-19 travel restrictions, runners outside the United States can move their entry to the virtual race and be refunded the difference. USA Radio News.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Miller with us, speaker at the Liberty Conference coming up in Salt Lake City, Salt Palace. WeCanAct.net to get your tickets today. It'll be October 22nd and 23rd. Mike Miller, our guest. Warriors for Ranchers. He lives 40 miles off the border, and he's really dug in, ladies and gentlemen, to get to the bottom of what's going on in the border crisis and how it affects every element of our society. And I'm basically saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, hey, the border crisis is key to understanding how they're trying to use this to turn us into a communist nation. The people who believe in global governance, the people who want tyranny, the enemies of liberty, I would submit the enemies of God, they really don't care about money. They can just print it. The middle-level people all want the cash. They're all on the dole. That's how they're doing their bidding. But at the end of the day, really, they want to destroy the greatest country on the face of the earth, who turns hearts and minds to God Almighty. And they want to put themselves above God, almost like modern times, the Tower of Babel kind of a thing. A very, very scary reality check, but the border is key to understanding how they're going about their activity. This is the kind of the ground zero of their plan, Mike.
It absolutely is. And when you really think about it, and you look at what's happening on a global scale, we're seeing simple things like, if you want to stand up for your country, do it now, and you might end up having to stand alone. We're seeing that simple term. It's your time to stand up. You might have to do it alone, I believe, is a statement. It's on Facebook, and they're censoring that simple statement because they don't want Americans to realize that we are the people. We have the ability to stand together, and we are way larger than these guys. We are the majority. But what I'm seeing at the border is this. I'm seeing the corruption. I'm seeing the lawlessness. I'm seeing an abuse of power. We have organizations, folks, that are complicit in this through our government. And our Border Patrol agents, many of them have gotten fed up and many of them have walked out. These guys are having to work for a 400% larger workload. Think about that. You get a job, you talk about what you're going to make and how many hours you work, and then it's increased by 400 to 1,000%. That's what they're seeing on a daily basis. And these guys that are serving our country, they're exposed to COVID every single day, and they hope and they pray they don't bring any of it home because it's so deadly, and they've got wife and kids. And they're talking about defunding our police in this world when they're the folks that are securing and policing our borders, our Department of Public Safety officials that lined up here in Texas in Del Rio to show a powerful force that stopped the line of illegal immigrants coming through Del Rio. These are men and women we should honor in our country. They're wearing a badge. Now, I do want to say this. This is going to come a little sour to people, but there are folks that have worn that badge that have taken money from the cartel, and many of them have been captured. We had a Border Patrol agent that makes a bad name for all the rest of them. He was on the take, and he got caught smuggling cocaine. We had some Army individuals that got caught out of Fort Hood, Texas, smuggling bodies across the border. Karma comes around. God always wins. You make a choice to stand on the wrong side of the fence, you're going to get the repercussions of doing just that. If you wear the badge, do it for what's right. Serve this country and be honorable about it. Don't let money sway you the other way. The cartel's been known to pay $20,000 a week or higher for these folks to look the other way. But when they choose to do that, they look the other way, it benefits them, but it hurts hundreds of thousands of people because they do it. They bring fentanyl across the border. I don't know if you guys have seen the illustration that the tip of a pencil is very small, but that's the same amount of fentanyl that's required to murder someone. It's just that tiny piece of lead on the end of a pencil is about the same size as the amount of fentanyl that's deadly to a human. In Los Angeles, the fentanyl that come across in the backseat of a car, there's a video that went viral of an officer who simply just opened the bag. And when he breathed in the substance, it was enough to overdose him three times. If that shouldn't make us worried about our children above our people, drugs are an impression of a poor America. Because when the drugs get here, we have rehab, we have rape, we have murder, we have so many things that follow that. Because behind drug smuggling is a lot of death. And our borders have been wide open because the Biden administration doesn't care. This benefits them. There's tons of money being made, $22 million a day. And I want folks to know this. Children that are being smuggled, unlike drugs, you can sell drugs once. You can sell a child over and over and over and over till I can say that no more. Because a child that's at the age of roughly 20 years old that was brought into child sex trafficking at four, that child's worth about $20 million to the cartel. Now you think of all the pain, all the fear and the PTSD that child will have by the time they're 20 years old. But the real sad part is their life expectancy is 3 to 5 years. When they're done with them, they don't just let them go. They dispose of them. It's sick what's happening.
And hold on. And the reason they do is because they have too many stories to tell. And if we can deprogram them, if we can back them out from their fears and from their PTSD and everything else to the point where we can really get intel and details and places and things, then you know what? We can call a halt to the con game. And they know full well that, you know what? Dead people tell no lies. They know full well that, you know what? You cannot let these people into the normal society and let us get a hold of them because we'll be able to bust them all up and stop what they're doing. They know that, and that's why they dispose of them. They also know they're so broken that the average American, if they really understood how broken these people become from the abuse, the sensibilities of everybody worldwide would go up. This would be stopped in an instant by the good people of this world. The good people outweigh the bad by far, but only if we're educated and know what's really happening and have names and places and details to actually take action.
Right. Sam, I want to get a little bit more descriptive here for people.
Please,
and this
let's
is
do
an
it.
Instance where we interviewed a woman from Cuba. She had a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a toddler swaddled on her chest. She was bold enough to tell us the truth. While on the Mexico side the night before she crossed over, the cartel was picking what she would claim to be the prettiest girls of the bunch. They chained them to a tree on a winch cable with handcuffs, and they gang raped them all night. And she had to take her children into the weeds and cover their ears and try to keep them from where they couldn't hear the screams all night. And what she claimed to us was when they crossed the border, that person or those women that they did this to, they didn't get to come across. They either murdered them or they sold them into sex trades, what she's thinking happened to them. This is happening on a daily basis. When you go down to the border, if I were to take anyone to show them what I see, you're going to see all the clothes spread out on the ground because they changed their clothes. The cartel's giving them a fresh bag of clothes, which I'm being told they pay 50% interest on. You're going to see birth control pills, tons of birth control pills. And people ask, why would you see birth control pills on the border? That's because these women know that the risk that they're taking has such a high probability that they will get raped that they don't want to have a rape baby when they get to America. This is happening. It shouldn't be. We need to put a stop to it. And when I went to the press conference in Del Rio, Texas, the same day that Clown Biden, I won't call him president because he ain't my president, when he put Raul Ortiz as a new chief of Border Patrol, I was in a town hall and I got a chance to speak to him. And I asked him the simple questions. Why is it we're not stopping the cartel when they're standing on Texas soil? Why are we not arresting them for crimes against humanity? Why are we not doing anything to put a stop to this? Instead, we have agents and officers standing there helping these folks out of the water. They're not helping the cartel out of the water, but they're assisting them on the transport and the smuggling of people across our border who just paid the cartel to get here. Why are we not stopping them? You know what his answer was? Why would you do that? Why would you, Mike, put yourself, your ranch, your life at stake? It's because I'm not a coward. And if you're wearing that badge, you probably shouldn't be one either. Because we stop him, he'll never rape again. I said this at the town hall. It ended questioning. They stopped questioning that day after that. And there's other people who had kids playing in their backyard. Imagine this. They're playing in their backyard, sprinklers, summertime, and here are illegal immigrants that cross the river into their backyard, and the little boys and little girls are in their little swim trunks just trying to have fun. And this dad had to intercept this guy who's in the backyard now with his kids. 3,000% more of these folks are sex offenders. While I was on another radio show earlier this week, there was an Amber Alert. It was another little kid get kidnapped out of Houston, Texas. We're starting to see more Amber Alerts in Texas. We're starting to hear more about people pulling up in unmarked vehicles trying to traffic children. And because they're welcoming this in our country, you can't let your kids just out and play anymore. And I want to put a stop to that. And I really think I have a plan to do this. So, Sam, I want to announce to your radio show and to you and everyone here, we're trying to raise $120,000 in the next 3 months. And people ask, well, why would you need that much money? Security's $3,000 a day for my team. And that's $21,000 a week. That's $42,000 every 2 weeks. And that's $84,000 a month just for security. We're going to need lodging for 7 people. We're going to need meals for 7 people. And we're going to need air transport that's private for 7 people. I'm just going to put it this way without breaking it to everyone that we're going to make a difference. And this money will be used for good. This is going to expose how they're getting or where they're holding them, where the kids are being transported. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about connecting the dots, telling the truth. But you got to stay alive while you're getting it done, right? Mike Miller, ladies and gentlemen, speaking in Salt Lake City, October 22nd and 23rd. Yes, indeed, weCanAct.net for your tickets today. He is on your radio now. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Warriors for Ranchers. It's a 501c3 grassroots organization, ladies and gentlemen, and they are providing relief to farmers and ranchers in Texas who are affected by the current border crisis, ladies and gentlemen. They help with raising funds that go toward rebuilding damaged fences, paying deductibles, equipment repair, a whole lot more. Because you know what, folks? Biden says there's no crisis on the border, but there are no relief funds of any kind for the abuse that is occurring and the violence and the destruction of property that's occurring along the border. There's no relief of any kind. They're just telling you, hey, it's not happening. You're crazy. It's not a big worry, a big deal. Well, when it shuts down your farm or your ranch or destroys your private property, it is a big deal, Mike Miller.
Absolutely it is. So I'm here to tell you guys that Warriors for Ranchers has seen a lot of damages to properties. So we started a Facebook page, and we're on YouTube, Twitch, and we're on Telegram, a lot of different platforms. Please follow Warriors for Ranchers. Like the page, follow the page, turn your notifications on. I have a podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m., and I'm excited to tell you guys that I asked God to amplify my voice in my prayer. And Rise TV approached me this week, and we're in negotiations for a four-part docuseries where you guys are going to see the truth, but you're going to be able to watch it on Rise TV with their, many of their other amazing programs. They have Seth Whole House with Man in America, Lady Liberty, a lot of amazing people. But I want to tell you guys, they want to help Warriors for Ranchers. Now, let's get right to it. Here in Texas, I had a rancher call me 2 weeks ago now. And they're an oil family, and they've had their ranch since 1882. And he said, Mike, I need you to come speak with me. And when God talks to me, he talks to me through other people. So I turned my steering wheel around. At a turn of a steering wheel, I'm headed another direction. My entire day was planned around going to Del Rio and exposing more truth at the border. But God said, I need you to go somewhere else. So I turned around and I got there. When I get to this man's ranch, he has this elaborate oil family mansion. It's ginormous. It's over 11,000 square feet. And you walk up to the door, and here's this little man. He's living alone. He has fear. He's got a shotgun near his bed, a pistol on his counter, and a knife on his nightstand. And he said, I have to sleep like this now because I got cartel coming through my property, Mike. And he said, I want to let you know the reason you're here is we found a dead body on our gate. Right at their gate, they found a dead body. In Goliad County, Texas, Sheriff Roy Boyd found a female thrown out on the side of the road like garbage. I want you guys to know that the amount of risk that these illegal immigrants will take to get here sometimes will be putting a small woman at the bottom of a truck bed, stacking many men that weigh over 200 and some odd pounds on top of them. They can't breathe. They die of suffocation. And then they throw them on the side of the road like garbage. Folks, this is happening in Texas. We're in the hottest months of the summer. August is going to hit the hottest. When we got August, September, we're headed into October now. So when we're going into all of our hot months, Terrell County had to bring in a portable cooler because of the amount of bodies that are being found in their county. Here in Texas, I drink 7 to 8 bottles of water a day just to stay alive. These illegal immigrants are drinking water out of swamp water, out of very overheated, bacteria-filled horse troughs. and they are taking pseudoephedrine, which is a drug that makes them move quicker, but it is a natural diuretic, and that drug kills them often more than dehydration does. So they're found on ranches swollen. People see the buzzards flying around. They think it's an animal, but they find a body there. This is becoming huge. When Texas State declared a state of disaster, it's after my organization went to the Texas State Capitol representing 20 counties. I spoke in Brackettville at a town hall and asked 400 people how many folks have found a dead body on the property. Four people in that room raised their hands. That's a rarity in Texas. Four people out of 400, one in 100 people. We took that to the state representative's office the very next day. Governor Abbott declared a state of disaster. Now let's talk about this. Governor Abbott got Trump's endorsement. That's a big move politically. Trump's an amazing president, one of the greatest that's ever lived. But Abbott, on the other hand, he is a lip service politician. I hear a lot of things that he says great at the microphone, and I'm going down to the border to show it's not taking place. Do we have National Guard down there? Absolutely we do. But is the National Guard simply just watching in the gate walls? They are. Now, I'm not bashing the National Guard. I care about every single person in uniform. But it's who's commanding them. Who's making them do the simple things they're doing? A lot of them are standing there with a gun with no magazine in it. And they're at the border where the cartel's bringing the illegal immigrants across. So then you got the National Guard assisting the illegal immigrants, taking them to the Border Patrol processing table where they're standing up nearly 1,000 illegal immigrants in Roma, Texas at night. They're processing them. They got two Humvees parked with their LED lights on the people. They're lined up, calling them out like roll call because they have all their names and stuff documented. They're taking their stuff and putting it in a Homeland Security search bag. And then they're tagging their stuff and they're shipping them to a county near you. They're getting bus passes, airline tickets, credit cards with a $1,400 balance, and some have said upwards to $8,000 balance. And this is brought to me by one of my customers that runs one of my followers that runs a Ross Clothing Center. They spent the debit card and they had a ledger balance left of $6,000 after spending over $1,200 on clothes. So we're seeing that. We're seeing that they get game consoles, cell phones. And what I'm telling you guys is this. This is so crazy, folks, that our government's making them dispose of their cell phones at the border. And that's because those cell phones are documenting their journey here. And I have access to some phones that I've recovered that have huge incriminating evidence that not only are they using these cell phones, these cell phones are like the last of the journey. They're disposing of the phones and grabbing a new one in the next step of the journey. That's because they don't want the phone to have all the data from all the different places that they've been. So I'm finding this. Ranches, if Sam and I were to get in a car, you and me, Sam, we're flying down the road, we steal somebody's car, and we run through a farmer's fence, you and I are going to get Grand Theft Auto, and we're going to get jail time. You know what they're giving the illegal immigrants? They're getting unauthorized use of a vehicle. They're getting a hand slap. And they're still sending them into another county near you. The folks that are coming through my ranch, people often ask me, Mike, why is your ranch being hit so hard since you're 40 miles from the border? It's this simple. I have the last ranch on the Nueces River before the Border Patrol checkpoint. So as these smugglers are trying to get through the checkpoint, they don't want to get caught. They make a turn onto my dirt road. They go all the way across the railroad tracks, go through my property, get to the Nueces River that connects to Highway 90, and they have a straight shot to San Antonio. But that's just my story. Many other farmers and ranchers have had their fence run through 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Their cattle are getting loose. People don't realize, like, when a cow walks through the fence that's a prized Angus or Brangus cattle that's a breeder, they can be into tens of thousands of dollars for one. But they've got tons of them running loose. They're stealing cars, and the insurance companies are holding on to a lot of them. When they have drug use and abuse to the vehicle when they're smuggling drugs, it's even another step. So for anybody out there who's listening, Warriors for Ranchers is based in Texas, but my movement's worldwide. If you're in San Diego, Arizona,
I want to make a couple of things clear. I want to make a couple of things clear because people don't understand this. There's the border, but there's also checkpoints on either side of the border about 50 miles in Mexico and in the United States. And that's where a lot of these people are avoiding again, the further you get into America, the more people actually care. The problem is they're able to circumvent this by violating private property rights. They destroy property along the way, and they're doing it for self-preservation primarily, right?
Absolutely. And I'm gonna knock on that for a second. I want you to think of, okay, let's go to the checkpoints where we know they don't want to be. Let's go just a mile and a half to each side of those. You're going to have people trying to come through because they don't want to go through the checkpoint. So they're coming through under the port of entries or beside them. Now, let's go to La Jolla, Texas, 3 a.m. in the morning. We saw 50 people from Honduras and 20 kids, and the kids caught our attention. So we're on the highway. We just got done covering one of the areas at night. We were headed to a hotel near McAllen, and we see little kids running out into the center of the highway and the speed limit 65 miles an hour. We pull up, and we were like, ¿Dónde eres? And they were like, Honduras. And like, all you guys, anybody speak English? And this guy, like, little. So we were talking to him. As we were talking to him, one of the scariest moments in our life happened is there is a white pickup truck, and in the bed of that truck were cartel members. And as we were speaking to them, they raised their weapons up, and we could see their thermals. That video is available on Warriors for Ranchers Facebook page. You can see the whole thing right there. But the cartel aimed at us. So think about it. They don't have a vehicle. They're waiting for pickup. We had three guys in the car with us, and they're aiming their weapons in our face. We were very, very, very lucky that night to walk away from that because they also murdered journalists. And I actually have video and evidence of a journalist being assassinated in Reynosa, Mexico. They shot him in the head with the AK-47. They continued to shoot him 50 more times. Folks, I want you guys to understand the cartel loves to intimidate. They love to murder someone. I don't understand it. They just do not have any care for human life whatsoever. I have seen and I have images of people beheaded, dismembered, with their head on their belly button, their arms and legs shaped in a frame, and they have a poster board on the ground that they put in Reynosa that basically states that if you speak out against the cartel, if you inform the police, you are hurting our business, and this you'll be next. And this is one of many times they've done this. It's
We're
terrible.
About flat out of time. I want to get this across. It reminds me of this book, None Dare Call It Treason. When Greg Abbott... When Joe Biden and all these people in the United States either are looking the other way for cash and or have these open door policies, they're committing treason.
Right.
Clear and simple. It's against our laws and they're committing treason, aiding and abetting the cartels and the enemies. And we've documented for 25 years on the radio how the United States government is in bed with the cartels.
Absolutely.
And so this is serious, serious business. And now it's the mainstream starting to realize this is the case, Mike.
Absolutely. And more Democratic officials are starting to stand up against the Biden administration. You're hearing that the mayor of Del Rio has taken a stand against the Biden administration. He shut the border down himself, and he's a Democratic mayor, registered Democrat. But when he did his press conference, he said, I am fed up. My family lives here. This is my town, my city. And when Bruno spoke, I have to say, I was very impressed at the press conference that he spoke for the people. That a Democrat took a turn and said, look, I'm going to do what's right for this town. And he said it. Everything he said behind the microphone, and then he shut the port of entry down. We need more people to stand up. We need more people to take action. And I need more people to go to warriorsforranchers.com, learn about us. You can donate there, and you can go to my Venmo at Warriors for Ranchers. We're trying to raise this money in the next 3 months. And we have several events coming up, but the biggest one coming up right now is in Utah, the Liberty Conference. You can go to wecanact.net. You can use promo code Warriors to get your tickets. We need to get everybody there. We need to pack this house. It's going to be a huge event. You're going to feel the love of God and patriotism in the same house. Let's go.
Mike Miller, God bless you and your team. Thank you so much for all you do. Keep us posted, my friend.
Will do, Sam. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Love you, brother, and thank you for always telling the truth on your broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Americans are coming together in meaningful ways, and all the normal divide lines are going away as Americans want to preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's a God-led effort, ladies and gentlemen, but we the people need to get involved and take it as our founding fathers did very, very seriously. Liberty is on the line. All right, for Mike Miller and Sam Bushman, thank you so much for your time. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.